Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will be back tomorrow. Joining us right now from Film Study Baltimore, he is Ken McCusick. Good morning to you, Ken.
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Doing well. Ken, Justin Houston, when we signed him, when the Ravens signed him, I thought it was it was exactly what the team needed. I think not only in what he can produce, but we've heard Oweh just love this guy, the leadership that he provides. But on Sunday, the Ravens didn't get a lot of pressure, but when they got it, more often than not, it was Houston who created it. Am I right?
Yeah, fine game. He created most of the pressure there. He had four drive-ending plays that he contributed to, so that was good. Four quarterback hits, two pressures. Didn't convert them to sacks, which was unfortunate. Burrow got the ball out on time, stood up well to that pressure. But he's delivering it and really bringing it at this point.
I guess it's apropos that it's almost Halloween because that had to be a horror film that you watch when you rewatch the tape of Sunday's game. The one thing I wanted to bring up, there's been a lot of talk about Marlon Humphrey and the tough assignment of Jamar Chase. Humphrey had one of his worst games.
Yeah, and you're right about that. I kind of find the film watching a little cathartic to go back and have to watch all those plays again, and at least you have something to analyze as opposed to just, you know, be mad about it and whatnot. But, yeah, Humphrey had a tough game and a very tough assignment. The Ravens do not normally shadow an opposing receiver where they move him side to side to follow him wherever he goes. And Chase had a very good game, and Humphrey's missed tackles didn't help. One of the nice things about Humphrey in this game is we still saw some of Marlon with both a punch-out forced fumble, even though they couldn't recover it, and interception in the end zone, even in a really bad game. So, I'm still hopeful that he'll come back and he'll be okay. What the less correctable problem is that Burrow and Chase are in the division for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, they are. They are. Here with Ken McCusick from FieldStudyBaltimore.com, Deshaun Elliott. Here's a guy that I guess after 1 week, we expected a lot from him. After a tremendous week, he had a very bad game on Sunday. He was in on a couple of missed tackles throughout the game.
Yeah, it was. And that included a big missed tackle on the 82-yard play to Chase. So that would have stopped him at about 14 yards or so. It is what it is. Elliott is one of the players on the team. The secondary all had problems. The linebackers were having problems before. They've improved their game. Who needs to improve their tackling? Tarball talked about it at the podium yesterday, and hopefully it's something the team can get together. I think it's one of the potentially correctable problems this team has is to spend more time on tackling and do it better.
Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but the trade deadline, is there anything that you'd like to see them address or go after in your mind?
I mean, obviously they've got holes at offensive tackle. You could say at running back, they've got holes. Inside linebacker. But they have almost no cap available, and they've harvested the bulk of the cap flexibility that they have in the current deals. The next big one they could do is Marcus Peters, and they've resisted doing that one. That they've acted like they don't want to do it. And I think what they would probably be more likely to do is acquire a player – by effectively turning draft capital into cap this year by having the seller effectively accelerate all their 2021 money into bonus. And that limits the trade partners, for starters. That limits the pool of players you have available. And you also have to pay more in terms of draft capital for someone who's essentially buying a draft pick from you. So, you know, given where they are right now, if you asked me a week ago after the Chargers game, should they go ahead and make a trade, I'd say, yeah, they should actively pursue a player. This is a Super Bowl contender. Now I'm not so sure, and this is a team, you know, worse. It probably has to start on the road in the playoffs. I think they're likely to make it, but they'll have to start on the road, and that just makes it a lot tougher to win. So I think they may stand pat.
Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. Ken, the Cincinnati Bengals were able to get some pressure on Lamar Jackson. What were they doing in those plays where they were able to get to him?
Yeah, so a lot of matchups lost on the edge in this game, particularly after Tyree Phillips came in the game. He lost a fair amount on the right edge, but Hendrickson was really making Villanueva look bad all day, both with beating him to the outside, but also by bull rushing him in that game. So he had a big game. The interior line actually played pretty well in this one, so I don't think that was the problem. It was really on the outside. The other thing is that Jackson held the ball, and he's trying to extend plays, trying to do a lot, trying to make something happen with his legs, and that led to some shorter sacks, as we've seen from him in the past, that are really just short runs, but also are, you know, I think the Ravens and Ravens fans probably would rather he threw the ball away than try and come out with some generally positive outcome between minus 2 and plus 5 yards. But we're seeing him try and do a lot of things, and it's actually a little scary to me in terms of what might happen the second half, that he's just trying to do too much of what the Ravens need.
Ken, not to take you so far off script with, you know, just the future and what you're seeing from the team, I find football interesting, and you get to watch game film, and week to week things are so different. If we went back after the Chargers game, everybody would tell you this is a team that's definitely a number one seed or somewhere in that range, a Super Bowl contender. And now everybody thinks that the, you know, their pets' heads are falling off is the way it goes. Things can't go right. What's your take on just where they're at, you know, from an offensive defensive standpoint at this point of the season heading into the bye week?
But they're somewhere in the middle. I mean, obviously they've had significant offensive line attrition, which is leaving them in a very bad position at tackle. That has tremendous limitations on the offense. But, I mean, they're somewhere between the game against the Chargers, which was probably one of the 15 best during the regular season in terms of quality of opponent and whatnot and beating them, and the game against the Bengals, which was, you know, way down there. So they're somewhere in between, and I think they certainly can contend. All kinds of problems all over the AFC. It's not a perfect, unblemished conference by any means, so there's no clear leader right now. So, you know, the Bengals have had good injury success so far, and they look like one of the toughest opponents. Oakland looks like they're for real. Tennessee looks like they're for real. But I don't think there's any one team that's so great that the Ravens can't beat them. It's more a case of, is their remaining depth going to hold up, and should they really trade away what they have now at the trade deadline?
Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. Tell folks in Baltimore why they need to check out Film Study.
Yeah, please check it out. Defensive analysis and a pass rush and whatnot is out there right now.
Thanks a lot, my man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Talk to you next week.
Ken always has good stuff. And you know, for people that don't know, like, as he's checking out the film, he's breaking it all down and sends a detailed thing of all the things that he's seen watching it, which is awesome to sit here and look at. You know, as far as, because I think your average fan, we watch the ball. Right, we watch the guy that has the ball, who he's throwing it to, who's running it. You see him getting tackled. You make up your mind.
That's because that's what the camera does.
Yeah, but like when you actually sit down and break down film, you're watching the blocks of the offensive line. Are we doing? Is there a lot of zone blocking going on? What's the pass rush look like? Are they blitzing? Are they, you know, how many are they rushing? What personnel are they in? All these things that are ultimately important. Like when the Bengals went 13 personnel and the only guy out on a route was CJ Uzomah. That's that big play that he caught the touchdown on. You know, Jamal. You look at Joe Burrow creating a little extra space to throw the ball downfield. It's stuff like that that I don't think a lot of people are going to bring up and discuss. They're just going to get into the bottom line of what happened.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.